Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with David Winter, president of Home Story, and Luke Helm, vice president of business development of Home Story. And Sacramento-based Home Story was founded in 2007 as a revolutionizing solution to traditional, timely, and costly door replacement methods that required skilled labor. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with David Winter, president of Home Story, and Luke Helm, vice president of business development of Home Story. And Sacramento-based Home Story was founded in 2007 as a revolutionizing solution to traditional, timely, and costly door replacement methods that required skilled labor. Its innovative technology is designed to benefit both homeowners and franchisees, as it allows doors to be installed in record time without any mess or hassle. Hey, David. Hey, Luke. Good morning to you guys. How you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good. Hey, my first question for you actually comes from my wife. We were on the website this morning, and she wants to know when you're coming to Pennsylvania.
Well, hopefully, as soon as we can. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a great market, of course, over on the East Coast there.
I can only imagine. I mean, we were looking at the website this morning and said, oh, my God, it's just what a difference it makes, you know. So I thought we'd jump right into it. So where are you guys calling from this morning?
We're calling from Sacramento, actually just outside of Sacramento in the foothills of Lake Tahoe.
Ah, beautiful. How's the weather there today?
It's gorgeous today. Finally got some good snow that we needed.
Good.
Fresh and clean. Yeah.
That's good. So, you got, it's an interesting story. David, I guess I'll start with you, and then I'll jump over to Luke. You know, what is Home Story, and then what is your involvement with Home Story?
Yeah, Home Story is a home services company, and currently we specialize in door replacement. It's the roots of our company, although I'm sure that we'll get into that we also have other visions of expanding elsewhere. But my role in the company is, the title is president, but I primarily oversee the technology and the consumer marketing where I have the most experience.
Interesting. And Luke, how about yourself?
I'm vice president of business development, and I'm responsible for franchise expansion and finding the right franchise owners to join our system in great locations.
Fantastic. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So why is there a need for a concept like Home Story, and what differentiates it from, I guess you could say, the competition?
Well, there's a big need for door replacement, and frankly, the entire market of door replacement has been totally ignored over the last 30 years. The biggest reason why is door replacement has really been something that's fairly complex. It needs a high-skilled labor, carpenter skill. And because of that, that need, and also just the expense of ripping out an entire jam and starting over, homeowners haven't really wanted anything to do with it. So it's messy, it's expensive, and there just hasn't been, the consumers have not been presented with a need or a value in it. So our whole system is based on technology, which makes door replacement fast, easy, and affordable. And the fact that we can replace an entire home worth of doors in 2, maybe 3 hours without any mess or stress for the homeowner really opens up an entirely new market for us. And that's something that we base our business on, is it's more of the sales and marketing aspect. And the technology has allowed us to focus on the sales and marketing instead of the hassles on the production side or the burdens for the owner of the business to be really tied up on the operations of the business.
What a difference it makes, too, David and Luke. You know, when we were on the website this morning, we said, oh, my God, you know, I mean, you don't think about it, but doors do make a big difference in the house, don't they, just by changing the door. I didn't realize.
It's unbelievable. I was in the business. I just happened to get into it back in 2001. And was in the business for about 2, maybe 3 years, and I would see all the customer responses. And we survey every customer, and you know, we see all the descriptive terms that they used. You know, it totally transformed my house. It changed. It updated, et cetera, et cetera. But it wasn't until I actually went through the entire process myself. And frankly, the only reason why I did is I was selling a home, and I had read some of the customers' responses of just, you know, how it updated their house and it allowed them to sell their home quicker because of the quick, dramatic change.
Right.
So since I knew of a door company that offered door replacement services, I had them replace all the doors in my house just before I sold it. And I remember driving home that night, walking up to the front door. The crews were just finishing up. And I walked inside the house, and I literally dropped my briefcase. I said, wow, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Something as simple as door replacement could make such a big difference throughout the entire home. I mean, it's one of the few home improvement elements or elements in a home that touches not only every room, but one door can touch the design and decor of two rooms.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it made a very big impression when we were on the website. We said, "Oh my God," you know. So we're ready to be a client. The name is very creative. Where does the name come from? Who gets credit for that?
Well, ultimately, the firm that we hired to come up with the name. But what's unique about the approach that we took with them is since we had a lot of experience in the door replacement market, we did a lot of primary research, actually hired a research psychologist to interview a lot of our prior customers. And she got a lot of really unique findings in interviewing them. A lot of the descriptive words that I just communicated, the transformation, mm-hmm. the rediscovery of the pride that they had in their home, not seen since the day that they bought it. So the approach that we took in developing this name came from that research and really what our customers were telling us. You know, it's one thing to come up with a name that is either descriptive of what you do,
right,
just door placement,
mm-hmm.
but it's another thing to come up with something that actually means something to homeowners.
Right.
And that's something that we really wanted to do. Door placement obviously is not thought of in the market today for homeowners, which is one thing that we do in our initial marketing is we actually go out there and educate the homeowners. So instead of trying to educate them on the name as well and what we do, we wanted to start exactly what our brand was thought of or what it means to homeowners.
Well, that's interesting. And so how many locations do you guys have now, and where would you guys like to be expanding, David and Luke?
I'll take this one. This is Luke. And, we've actually got 11 territories sold now, and which is remarkable to us anyway, because we only started offering the franchise opportunity this summer. So we're actually well ahead of our growth plans. It's been very well received by small business owners and entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got 11 territories, and we are actually expanding in the United States. And basically nationwide, focusing primarily on the metropolitan areas, though we do have a very strong new a franchise owner in Lafayette, Louisiana. So she's in a kind of a smaller market, but so those can work as well. But we figure anywhere there's a significant concentration of population and homes, and especially homes built before 1990, which is most areas in the United States.
Right. Right. So you got a pretty big job then, Luke, I guess. You're going to be pretty busy for a while, it sounds like.
These
things, which is fantastic. The technology, just to go back to something you guys were saying earlier, I know it was fascinating. We heard that the technology can geometrically measure a door. How does the proprietary software improve the door replacement business?
Well, I think the short answer to that is if I can replace a door these days, anybody can. I'm
mm-hmm.
your typical husband where I get my honey-do list, and I accomplish very few of those on my own.
Same here.
And what the technology does is the end result is our franchisees get products delivered to them that are ready to be installed. So they not
mm-hmm.
only fit, but they are also pre-finished, so come with paint on them. So what the technology allows us to do is first the hardware takes a real accurate three-dimensional image of the door opening, so it picks up the geometry. And even if that jamb is severely bowed, we actually capture that bow in the jamb and then manufacture a new door with that bow. So when the new door is installed, yes, it has a bow in it, but the human eye can't pick up on that. So what homeowners get is a door that fits their existing jambs pretty much perfectly. And then the second thing that we do with the technology is we pick up where the hinges and lock sets go. So the whole idea is those are built into the new door as well. So literally you put the new hinges on the new door, and everything slides right in. The door shuts after three screws per hinge, and it fits perfectly. So it really lowers the bar to entry, both for the franchise owner and also for their personnel. Again, like I said a few minutes ago, door placement has always been very complicated. People who have tried to replace their doors certainly appreciate that. And, again, that's why the market has been totally untapped. So these days with the technology, instead of focusing on hiring highly skilled tradesmen, which are expensive and often they come with attitudes, it totally frees the franchise owner to focus on the sales and marketing. So we like to say they actually get to focus on driving the business as opposed to being bogged down in the operations of the business.
Wow. Something. So look, when you're talking to, I guess you could say, prospective franchisees, I mean, you know, what are you guys looking for? Like, who's the perfect candidate to become a franchisee? It's obviously, it doesn't have to be someone who's really hands-on, I guess you can say.
Absolutely, that's right. Because the technology makes the replacement process so easy, we really don't need our franchise owners to be contractors or even necessarily to be real handy. We're looking for people that are strong small business managers, you know, people that can handle all aspects of their business. And I would say with an aptitude for marketing and sales. And it's not that they have to be experts by any means or even necessarily have any background in sales, but just an aptitude for it because this is it's a high-volume business. You know, we've removed all the bottlenecks, as Dave said, operationally to doing door replacement so that really – the franchise owner is more focused on hiring the right people, training them, managing them. It's definitely a business opportunity as opposed to a buy a job opportunity. This is something you work on, not in. And those are the type of people that we're looking for.
That's interesting. So once someone decides that, you know, they want to become a franchisee, is there like some type of training program? Luke or David, how does that work?
Yeah, you know, we offer the standard training that I think most franchisors do. You know, we have our set of manuals, and then we bring them to our facility for about a week, and then we follow that up a few weeks later at their facility for another week. And then, of course, we offer ongoing training and support. What we really like to focus on, you know, beyond just the standard support features that many franchisors offer, is really driving the business. You know, what's going to make this business successful?
Right.
So we spend a lot of time on the marketing, the sales, the technology, and then all the operations inside the business.
That's great.
We like to think of ourselves as 50% door experts and 50% marketing guys. I mean,
clever.
Dave's our chief marketer, and he's had many years of experience. I'll toot his horn in knowing what really drives the business and developing compelling advertising that really generates a lot of leads and that can turn into sales for the franchises.
Yeah, that's something. So is there a typical day for a franchisee? I mean, how does it work from, like, I guess you could say from morning to, I guess you could say, like, the end of the day?
Yeah, what's unique about our system, again, is just how we can keep the operations of the business simplified and moving. So a typical crew can install 2 to 3 jobs per day, and a franchise can have multiple crews, of course, in their business. So, you know, the first half hour to hour of their day is really just managing the crews, making sure that they get all the products that they need loaded into their trucks and everything is accounted for. And then the crews go out from there. The rest of the day is really focused on, again, the sales and the marketing of the business. We can, although we're door replacement businesses, we really consider ourselves to be sales and marketing experts and, you know, a company that really needs to focus on that aspect of the business. So, you know, the rest of the day primarily is focused on, you know, the incoming calls, managing customers, and then the end of the day, you know, the crews come back, hopefully with checks in their hands. The jobs have been completed successfully, and those jobs are cleared out, and they're ready for the next day. So it's a really repeatable business, day in and day out. You know, we know what to expect, which means we can anticipate it and manage off of that.
That's interesting. So what advice would you guys give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. They have their mind kind of set up that they want to buy a franchise, and there's so much to choose from. What would you say to them?
I would. I have maybe a little bit of a unique perspective, I think, from some franchise development guys, in that I personally shopped for, bought, built, and sold a franchise unit myself some years ago. And so I've been in the franchise owner's, franchise buyer's shoes before. And from my perspective, I look for things that are new and unique, because there's a lot of companies that have many competitors in their space. You know, the cleaning franchises, the pizza franchises, but really many of the franchise opportunities. While, you know, many have built great brands and have great operations, there's a lot of competition for their product or service offering. And I say, why not go into a market that's really been untapped, that's really one with built-in pent-up demand, and that has a new angle on it. And so it's a uniqueness of an offering. And, you know, when I always look around, when I looked around for buying a franchise, I said, could I do this on my own? You know, what does the franchisor offer me as a franchise owner that's of value in the long run? Yeah, I get their training and some marketing material up front, but what do I really get in value in the long run? And I think what sets us apart is that it is our technology, which took many years and many millions of dollars in development to perfect it. And that's difficult to reinvent. And our supply relationships, and then our deep, deep knowledge of marketing. Because one of our founders has been in specifically interior door and entry door, residential door replacement for 14 years. And so his experience along with Dave informs all of our marketing, which is really something that is just something that has to be learned through experience, is how to market and sell this product and service. And so that's, I think, you know, between the supply relationships, which are key, Dave touched on, you know, we actually deliver a finished product ready to install, is very, very unique. And that really provides a lot of long-term value. In addition to, you know, just building a nationwide brand and marketing, cooperating together on marketing initiatives. So I look for something that's unique and has a real long-term value to the franchise owner.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Luke. I mean, you know, it is. It's so important, the industry that you select. You know, we emphasize that a lot on the show. I'm always surprised when I see, like, another, like, pizza franchise pop up. And it just, you know, and you try to find out what's unique about them. And they'll say, like, the sauce or something like that. Or, you know, it's just, so I think that's well said. I think that's great advice that you give our listeners. So what are your future goals? I mean, where do you guys see yourself in, like, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, as far as the growth of the company, you know, of course we want to expand geographically into the major metros. We're very excited to get into, you know, the East Coast where you're at, just because of the age of the housing stock back there.
Right, yeah.
But as far as where we want to take the brand is, we're starting with doors because it's what we know, and there's a big, big wide open market. You know, there hasn't been a company to date that has really gone after the market. But we really have a lot of aspirations of expanding our product lines to other elements inside the home that fit our brand and what we do for homeowners. As I had already mentioned, the transformation process that we can make for homeowners in a very short period of time and at a very affordable price is something that's really of value. And homeowners, especially today in today's market, are really seeking for those type of home improvements. You know, with the economy the way it is and the new home construction that probably is not going to come back anytime real soon, people are stuck in their homes. And what we've seen recently in the market is people, I think, are finally acknowledging and accepting that, yeah, okay, this is where I'm going to be for the next 5 to 10 years. I'm okay with it.
Right.
So we've really seen a lot of pickup in business lately. And one reason why we think is people have come to that conclusion. And anybody, you know, homeowners, they want to continually improve their home, and that's where we're at today, is we allow people to improve the appearance of their home quickly and affordably. And so other products that we want to bring on in the future will really go along well with our brand value and what we mean to homeowners. And then, of course, with our roots and our innovative business, you know, I'd probably be willing to bet that any new product extension that we bring on would also have some kind of technology play to it. Not so much because we want to stick to technology and that's our roots, but because of what technology does for homeowners, the value and the benefits that the technology brings.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, David or Luke? Are there any websites they should go to, any numbers they should call?
My home story and the franchisor, there's a franchise opportunities page on myhomestory.com.
Okay, fantastic. And I want to thank both of you gentlemen again. You've been fantastic guests, and we'd love to have you guys come back at the end of the year and watch as you guys continue to grow. We think this is a fantastic concept, so we're going to be watching you.
Okay.
Great.
Well,
thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Luke. Have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 4 years, and slowly approaching that magic number 250, and during that time frame, you can imagine we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Last week we did a Franchise Rewind with Tariq Farid. And Tariq is the founder of the Edible Arrangements Franchise Opportunity. And if you're new to franchising, or if you just started your franchise search, this will really put things in perspective as far as what makes a successful franchisee. So we're going to call this one the Franchise Secret. Do whatever this guy says, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So, again, enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews.
Shut up.
There's been a nice diversity, too, it sounds like, of your franchisees, Tariq, you know, in studying edible arrangements, you know. I mean, it sounds like it's been lawyers and accountants and just a nice mix, you know.
A very nice mix, to a point, you know,
even to a point where it surprised us in the beginning. And I remember when we started franchising in the beginning, I had no franchise experience. I mean, I was a retailer, and I was making this product with my brother and delivering it. And you would have people coming up and saying, I want to buy a franchise. And, you know, Don could appreciate this because he's been here for a while. Another, I remember talking to Michael Saeed and everyone. And, somebody would say, I'm a lawyer. I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And so they go, wait a minute, you want to go from a lawyer cutting fruit? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know, and then we have some of these people in our system right now, and they're very, very successful business people. And I have the utmost admiration for them to... You know, where I kind of was hesitant, and I remember I always share a story with people that I had some people come in the beginning, and I was convincing them not to buy because I really didn't want them to fail.
Right.
And I thought they had good careers and things like that, but they turned out to be incredible franchisees where they own 5, 6, 7 stores, so they do great.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of if you just follow the system, no matter what your background is, and usually age might not have to do with it much either. Of course, the older you are, more experience, maybe you have a little bit of an advantage, but really, you just follow the system, you know, you train them in everything, very high chance of being successful.
And that's really the secret. I mean, I have we do our discovery days, and I always try to share that with even the prospects. So whatever system you go into, you know, there's a reason you're buying a franchise. And one of my most successful franchisees, who was our third store, I walked into his store after about a year of convincing him how to do it, and he was a successful businessman before that, and he always gave me a bit of a hard time. And then, you know, he kind of saw that we were going in a certain momentum, and he started to follow, and he sat in front of his whole crew one day and said, okay, guys, from now on, whatever these guys say goes. However they say it, we do it. We don't question it, and when their trainers come in or they come in, and he is the most successful franchisee in our system. He is single-handedly the most successful franchisee in our system. And all that is that as he's duplicated, his concept from one store to 2 to 3 to 4, he followed that simple formula. And, you know, the burden was on us to make sure that we provide him the solutions, provide him the support, be it him, his managers, and from that he benefited. And he's, you know, he may have 1 or 2 years of experience of running the stores. We had 5 or 6 by then. So that's exactly what it has done, and it does work every time.
Yeah, that's a great story, Tyra, because it's been a common theme on our show, Don, hasn't it? Where we've had some of the most successful franchisees to some pretty big systems, and they've all said the same thing, Tyra, because all they did was just follow the system, you know. They didn't change anything, and became very successful, you know. So that's great to hear.
And especially if it's working. If you're getting on board a system that is working, that is growing, you know, what do they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, so
absolutely.
Why do anything? Just take advantage of it. And I always use that analogy of, you know, with some of our franchisees to say, I hate to take it down to this level, but it is kind of a kindergartner/sixth grader effect, where I've been in this building 6 years, so I kind of know every corner and the nook and cranny, and I know how the principal, what he likes and what he doesn't like. You need to learn, so let me teach you. You know, so you're coming in, and then you see and you see some incredible transformation. We have some incredible stories, and I'm sure every franchise system does. And the success that we have, it has to do with these, you know, these great franchisees that we've had that have taken on and actually listened and applied some of the policies and procedures and technologies and other things that we created to make them successful.
I guess, Tarek, sometimes, you know, yourself or your staff, if you see a prospect maybe sometimes a little too entrepreneurial, I guess you really have to, you know, speak to them to let them know that, you know, it might not be a fit, you know, with your company.
We used to do, I remember in the beginning doing that a lot to let people know that, you know, I love your passion, I love your energy and everything, but you keep talking about your experiences and how you've done stuff. There may be a bit of a conflict there. We may always get into a bit of a tussle. So you have to look at this, that we have systems and standards, and we've experimented with these. We've actually mastered them, and we've proven them at multiple times. So you may want to turn around and try it a different way, but it's really not going to work. More, not necessarily only for yourself, but for the total success of the system, because there is consistency in everything, and we know what's going to work. So we have those conversations, but once you get to a certain number, a certain mass in your system, that comes up less and less. And I think there's a class of prospects or franchisees or new owners that start coming to you after a while to say, look, I want to duplicate what you've done. How do I do it? And they don't want to turn around and start from scratch. And and that was great when we started to get a lot of existing franchise prospects, meaning they had other, they were in other systems, and when they came into our system, they found success very, very quickly because they had gone through those processes, and we gave them some tools that they did not have before, and they saw some benefits that they had not seen before, or had already gone through the process where we didn't really need to explain, and you know, and they turned their stores around very, very quickly.